Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Last Friday, I had what felt like a very strange moment. Walked into the HQ of Home Instead, who offer care support services for the elderly across Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk, to find the entire team dressed as Santa's elves. Now, at first, I thought I'd just taken my festivities a little bit too far and I was seeing things. It turns out I was not. And Home Instead were taking part in the Alzheimer's Society's Elf Day. Now, this happens every single year on the first Friday of December, and this year was no exception. Alison Wrigglesworth from the Alzheimer's Society, who works very closely with the team at Home Instead, explained a little bit more about it.
Elf Day is about raising awareness about dementia. It's a national thing that's going right across the Alzheimer's Society. There's elves everywhere, and they are raising awareness around dementia and encouraging people to be more aware of what they can do to support people with dementia in their communities. And also it's fundraising for the Alzheimer's Society so we can continue to provide the national services that we're running and the local services in this area too.
So let's meet the team of elves, shall we? Introducing the Home Instead team, put through the elf generator.
Hi, I'm Andrew Van Paris, otherwise known as Ripley Tiddlywinkles.
Hello, I'm Sheena Van Paris, a.k.a. Bushy Evergreen.
Hiya, Colleen Grimwald, otherwise known as Bluebell Snow Pudding.
Lisa Sterk, a.k.a. Daisy Bow.
Louisa Seelig, also known as Peppermint Sparkle Leaves.
Carol Bray, known as Elf. Polar Dinglebells.
I like that one.
Mel Mungovin, and I've just been given Treacle Tart Winter Wine.
That might be my favourite one, Treacle Tart Winter Wine. Yeah. I like that a lot. Alison, have you been through the elf generator?
I'm Bella Twinkle Toes.
Can I do my name through there? First name Beth, second name Parsons. My elf name is Honeycomb Fruit Buns. Honeycomb. Honeycomb Fruit Buns. If you'd like to find out what your elf name would be, I've put the elf name generator online at strayfm.com/health so you can do the same for yourself. Or you could do the same for your elf. Why is Christmas an important time to do something like this? Because I know all year round, 365 days of the year, the importance of talking about dementia and specifically Alzheimer's is important. But what is it about Christmas that is such an important time to do this?
Well, one of the things that happened at Christmas, of course, is families come together. And that's often when people realise that there's been a change in a loved one, deterioration of some sort. And that's for people to be aware of where they can get help and support using our National Dementia Helpline, say, or going online to get information off our website. Because if they see something they're concerned about, we often get calls after Christmas where people have been staying with family and friends and realise there's a change and a deterioration and they want some support and advice about it. People are being diagnosed one every 3 minutes in the country with dementia, because dementia is the umbrella term. Alzheimer's disease is one type of dementia. And at the moment, there's about 850,000 people with diagnosed of dementia in the country. And by 2020, that figure will be 1 million people. And it's important that people are diagnosed early so they can put support in place and we can identify them and the carers and we can give wraparound support and help people live as long as possible well in their communities with the support of dementia-friendly communities, neighbours and friends to continue living as well as they can.
Home Instead supports elderly people across Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk with a variety of home care services. And at this time of year, go above and beyond to make sure they're helping everybody in the local area.
My name's Lisa Sterk and I'm the Community Coordinator here at Home Instead Senior Care. December's a really busy time for us. Yesterday I undertook Christmas wrapping at one of our supported living establishments based in Harrogate.
So are you wrapping presents too?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So we took in all of the gift wrapping, scissors, sellotape, and we had a really wonderful afternoon for about 3 hours. We're donating 40 gifts to the Salvation Army Outreach Centre in Ripon for their Christmas Day meal for those who are alone at Christmas, and we've donated several hampers as raffle prizes as well in and around our local area.
And on the Saturday just gone, the Home Instead team headed to East Thirsk Community Hall to serve up a lot of Christmas dinners.
Hey, everything went off splendidly today. Twice as many people as usual. plenty of food. Everybody got what they wanted.
Oh, good. So you'll be coming again next year, Peter?
Hopefully.
Oh, very, very nice. The Christmas pudding was a dream. I don't think you could do better anyway.
Happy Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
I know you mentioned earlier on, Alison, that Christmas is often a time when afterwards families think, OK, we might need a little bit more support with this. What would your advice be? We'll come to both of you. And what would you say to those family members or maybe people themselves that think, OK, we need some help here?
If they want help, they can pick up the phone and ring our York number and get support from our dementia support workers who man the lines over there. And we have a dementia support workers that run dementia advice clinics. There's two in Harrogate, Church Avenue and Eastgate, and also two in Knaresborough at Beach House Surgery and Stockwell, and one up at Dacre Banks for the Nidderdale group of practices. So if you ring those local GPs, you can get an appointment to see somebody face-to-face and talk through your concerns and get advice and support with somebody who's really expert in delivering that support.
And from you then, Lisa, from possibly a Home Instead point of view, what support could you offer people who may be in need?
Absolutely. Well, we're very, very passionate here at Home Instead about raising awareness and supporting people living with dementia. And our caregivers are trained to City and Guild standards, and we offer free workshops in the community also to those who like to know more about dementia and understand some of the symptoms and behaviours associated with the disease.
A huge thank you to Lisa and the whole team at Home Instead, and also to Alison from the Alzheimer's Society. If you'd like to get in touch with the team at Home Instead, perhaps to talk about yourself, a friend or a family member needing a little bit more support, you can get in touch with them either on their website or on 01423 774490.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.